last week in Psalm 51, as we studied that together, we really didn't get into the text of the psalm itself, which we will today. But in that section of the psalm at the beginning, I'd like to read the first three verses as preparation for our time of confession of sin. There David says, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." This idea of the sin being ever before David and being a torment to his soul, he also echoes this in Psalm 32, where he says this. He says, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long." The question might be raised, and often is, by people, even in contemporary Christianity and evangelical churches today, why bother in your worship service spending time confessing your sins? Well, we confess our sins together for many reasons. One of the reasons is it's very good for us to deal with our sins on a regular basis so they do not torment us, as they did for David in his life at times because, in fact, he didn't deal with them properly. Sometimes he tried to cover them up. Sometimes he just ignored them. But that's why it's important that we do this. When you bow your heads today and you say, "Lord, forgive me of my sins," what you're doing is you are doing an act of love towards yourself. You're saying, "I love myself enough to be right with God, to have my sins dealt with." And that really is one of the best things you can do for yourself. I know this morning you probably got up and said, "I'm going to eat the best breakfast I can for myself," right? And you went out and grabbed all kinds of fresh vegetables and those kinds of things and fresh fruit. But the truth is that this is one of the best things you can do for yourself. This is one of the best things I can do for myself. And corporately, it is good that we do this because we show then corporately how we're united with Christ, that we belong to Him. And He is the one that forgives us. And He is the one that redeems us together. So let's confess our sins together, quickly. Let's get them to God so we can be rid of them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminders in Scripture, particularly by way of David's example, of how when we do not repent and confess our sins and deal with them, how it's harmful to us. And by being harmful to us, it's harmful as well to those around us. We pray that you would forgive us of our sins this morning so we might come boldly into your presence. David says, "I acknowledge my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou dost forgive the guilt of my sins. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to thee in time when thou mayest be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not reach him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou dost preserve me from trouble. Thou dost surround me with songs of deliverance." And all of God's people said, Amen.